senior Paris Lee joins us. And Paris, how does it feel to be conference champion?
Oh man, I'm still. It feels unreal. We always dreamed about it. We always talked about it, but to actually be the conference champs, it's an unbelievable feeling.
And the pressure has been there for really. When you got to about the halfway mark of the season, after you guys lost at Wichita State, it had to be rather apparent that you probably had to win every game after that to get this conference championship.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of pressure. I think a couple of the games that came down to the wire were played, tried not to lose instead of just playing the right way. And thank the Lord that we was able to pull them all out. I honestly feel like we needed those games as well to help us prepare for games that's about to come up next week.
Now, I study you kind of closely. I have for 4 years. I thought after Mekhi McIntosh got hurt, a different person came into my life, Paris Lee the second. Your focus changed completely that game, and from that point forward, you've been a different person, a different type of leader.
Oh, man. It's kind of the same way when Deshaun was here. If you remember, yeah. We went on that win streak.
Yes.
Deshaun did the same thing, and I still get pointers from D-Knight. And he just told me, it's time for you to step up. That don't mean scoring, but it's time for you to really lead.
I had forgotten about that. He could lock in, couldn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you've been communicating with him a lot
during
this season?
Yeah, I still communicate with D-Knight a little bit. Yeah.
Nice. That's great to hear his name. He was a fun one to watch.
Well, now you're communicating with that other kid that was just sitting there next to you, Keyshawn Evans. What do you think of his performance today?
Man, that kid stepped up today. He made big shot after big shot, and man, he even got a layup. I'm like, dude.
Oh, he blew around that guy right here.
A layup. I'm like, Keyshawn, you 5'8". How did you get that?
All right, but you banked in a three. So let's talk about that.
Hey, the bank opened on some Saturdays. I'm saying
in Northern Iowa, it is.
Wells Fargo is open on this Saturday.
This early on Saturday.
And then you turned around and you were serious. I mean, that was at least Keyshawn gets a big smile on his face. But you were too cool, man. You banked it in. You came down the court like you thought you called that.
I looked at Coach. I'm like, I gave Coach a look like, man, I did not call that.
Well, your shot at the start of the game was a little off the mark. How did you get it together there?
My guys kept on telling me to keep shooting. Deontay was in my ear. Keyshawn was in my ear. Tony, McCall, everybody was in my ear, man. You better not stop shooting. And that gave me a lot of confidence. And I think my next shot went down after that.
How about getting on the boards for 8 boards to lead your team? You talked to any of the big guys about that?
I led in rebound. I didn't know.
You did.
You had 8. Next closest was 6, and that was Clayton.
I had to they always talked about rebounding down because in the zone, the bigs usually are trying to block shots and stuff like that. So I had to come down and rebound a little bit.
Now, take some coaches talk about that. You got a little ammo.
But you can get up in the air, obviously, but your stature doesn't allow you to go up and flick them out of the air like Hawkins and Injai and McIntosh
exactly.
Do. But your quickness, I mean, what percentage of it, many rebounds hit the floor before somebody gathers them in, and so you're a likely candidate to get those because of your quickness.
Yeah, I mean, I just try to stay. I got a knack for the ball. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't be my mind don't be in rebounding, but Coach made an emphasis today, so I try to grab every rebound I could.
4 assists, 1 turnover, 2 steals.
31 minutes.
5 for 10 from the field. Your average of 31 minutes a game. It was a patented Paris Lee performance, PPP, patented Paris performance. And
I like that.
And the Redbirds are champions. As you built up that lead, and I think like at the under 8 timeout, you guys were up, I think, maybe about 12 at that point. You realize it's there, but you realize you got a lot of work yet to do. How tough is that? How tough is it to avoid reaching out and grabbing something that you want so badly before you really have earned it?
Well, we learned that even from the last 2 games. I think we blew a 10-point lead each game. And actually, Tony Wills, the mute, that's what I call him sometimes because he don't talk a lot. he really told everybody in the huddle, like, hey, we're not letting up. It's time to lock in. Yeah. And when everybody hear T. Wills say something, everybody's like, oh, shoot, this guy not playing. So everybody was just bought in and locked in, and I think that helped.
Well, the leadership on this team is obvious. Tony Wills, an important part of that. Paris Lee is a critical part of that as well. Paris, you have to celebrate this, obviously, and you have to feel so good about it, but you got to get ready for some more here.
Definitely. I give my guys probably a day and a half, and then after that, it's time to get the mound right for St. Louis.
Yeah. All right. Congrats, Paris.
Thank you.
Outstanding regular season. Let's have a great tournament season as
Thank
well.
Thank you.
Paris Lee, folks, the senior leader, one of the senior leaders of this Missouri Valley Conference championship team. They did it to Northern Iowa today, 63-42, 25-5 overall, 17-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference, which is the best record among all Missouri Valley Conference teams.